Finland, the remote forested country novelist John Updike once dubbed the Minnesota of Europe, is a musical powerhouse. Though home to just 5 million people, it produces an increasing number of the world's composers, conductors, singers, and other musical artists. The composer Aino-Juhani Rautavaara is a giant among them. The festival being held here this week in his honor draws from a full range of his output, including an opera, vespers, a symphonic tone poem, chamber music, and several choral works.
I'm very happy that my music is played here and sung here and performed, even the opera. I feel sort of at home here, being here again. But the place seems to be very receptive for music.
Since Rautavaara is best known for his instrumental compositions, Plymouth Music Series director Philip Brunel designed the festival to include a sampling of those works, but with a strong accent on vocal music.
I think audiences respond to Rautavaara's music because of his great love for text. He has this incredible way of getting inside a text, of setting the text, of giving it a real personal stamp. You really feel with Rautavaara that particular verses have a wonderful affect, and you sense that each piece that he has composed for chorus and also his works for orchestra, that each of them has a real special moment. And I think that's what draws audiences to the kind of wonder and joy that they find in his music.
A number of poets, Shakespeare, Garcia Lorca, and R.D. Lang among them, are represented this week, though one writer in particular animates the festival, the Finnish poet hero Aleksis Kivi, whom Finns credit for saving their language and, by extension, much of the country's renowned cultural life. The festival opened with the English premiere of Rautavaara's most recent opera, titled Aleksis Kivi, and concludes this weekend with the world premiere of three Kivi settings commissioned by the Plymouth Music Series.
I think everything knows Kivi. He is a national writer, and he was active in the middle of last century when the Finnish language was fighting for its existence. And there was, in fact, no Finnish literature before him. He's like an exotic flower suddenly coming up from nowhere, and is great. And I think he is the greatest Finnish writer and poet ever.
But having a great poem to work with does not necessarily make the composer's work easy. The last aria in Aleksis Kivi is a direct setting of one of the poet's best-known works, Song of My Heart. Setting the poem to music was a daunting prospect for Rautavaara. The great Finnish composer, Jean Sibelius, had already set the poem in an arrangement for men's chorus, which is by now part of the Finnish national consciousness.
I was afraid of taking something so sacred for every Finn as this song in the Sibelius setting is. But I'm very happy I did. And now when I wanted it to be performed here, I made many changes, and it's a different thing again.
Plymouth's Philip Brunel says that as his singers rehearsed the three pieces in the newly commissioned In the Shade of the Willow, the work took on a special life of its own.
The outpourings of his language are very personal. They're very deep. When we finished the first read-through, the ensemble singers, as we finished the last note, there was a pause, and then in their own various ways, they said to me, "It is an honor to be able to sing this music."
This ability to connect with audiences accounts in part for Rautavaara's growing fame in the United States. His Symphony No. 7, called Angel of Light, earned a Grammy nomination in 1997 and won him many new fans. Anneli Halonen, cultural counselor from the U.S. Finnish Embassy, says the Rautavaara phenomenon here has been a pleasant surprise.
Rautavaara is very much loved in the United States, and I'm quite astonished because it's a boom. I like this kind of invasions when it comes via music, because music unites people and people's hearts, really. They elevate their hearts around the world, so this is it's the best way of bringing our people together.
Though Rautavaara's work steers clear of trends, it has satisfied audiences' increasing desire for more atmosphere and introspection in music. He says his work is devoted to those realities that music alone can express.
There is a message in a good music work, always, and yet you cannot express in words and concepts what that message is. A scientist wrote once that the existence of music is a continuous intellectual scandal. But that meant that he understands that there is a message in the music and there are no words for that message. It's from another world. For a scientist, that is a scandal, of course. For me, it's a wonderful thing.
The Rautavaara Festival, Finland Spirit, continues through this weekend. This is Vaughn Ormseth for Minnesota Public Radio.